Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, August 27, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Chechnya, where presidential elections Sunday are surrounded by a palpable strain. Observers fear the process will be neither fair nor free, especially since a rebel commander is threatened to assassinate the winner. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakuba urges prayer in the days ahead.
We will see what will happen this election. So if one of the candidates, and whoever is, will win, and he is not supported by the insurgents, you know, then it's another wave of violence. And it is a dangerous place to be, and especially to continue ministry.
Meanwhile, church leaders want the next president of Indonesia to stop discrimination against Christians. Their concerns reveal an emerging jihad targeting believers. But the trouble doesn't extend to the whole country, although its shadow has created problems for mission groups. OMS International's Debbie Wittig is a teacher at an international Christian school in East Java.
I suppose because people think Indonesia is a dangerous country, they are afraid to go there as missionaries, and we desperately need more teachers and principal for next school year.
And the World Bible Translation Center's translation team is nearing completion of the Nepali Bible. 5 years ago, they released the New Testament and saw the need for the Old Testament as well. However, the low literacy rate and lack of literacy programs in local languages may pose a challenge in ministry. Pray for the Nepali Bible translation in progress by WBTC, which will reach the majority of their population. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.